Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Tamura Daf Chaf Dalet, Tamura 24. Today's Daf Yomi, we begin the fifth chapter of Maseches Tamura on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, and this chapter is called Ketzad Ma'arimin, or literally, how does one circumvent? And this refers to a following situation. As a background, we've discussed this in Tractate Bechoros, we've discussed this also in Aruch and in Tamura, that the first offspring of an animal, of a kosher animal, is going to, if it's a male animal, is going to be sanctified with the holiness of a bechor, and so therefore, as a result of that animal, if it is a tam, if it has no blemish, it's got to be slaughtered in the courtyard of the temple, like all other kachim kalim, and its meat is eaten only to the kohanim. If it has a blemish on it, then it's not allowed to be brought as a korban, but it's still given to the kohen, and the kohen slaughters it and eats it. However, our Mishnah discusses a situation where the owner does not want that animal to become a bechor, and so he, in order for it to prevent it from the animal becoming a bechor, because the sanctity of a bechor happens when the animal exits the womb. So in order to do that, the owner sanctifies it with another sanctity while it's still in the womb. Why would he want it not to become a bechor, and why would he want it to become a different animal? So according to Rashi, the person already has an obligation to bring an olah offering. The person has, for whatever reason, an obligation to bring a korban. And so therefore, since he has this obligation, he wants to use this animal, which is anyways going to be sanctified, and use it to fulfill his other obligation. And so therefore, what he's going to do is he's going to designate it while it's still in the womb to be an olah, and this is a circumvention of his obligation to give the bechor animal to the kohen, because if he's giving it to the kohen, then he loses the value, and he has to spend a whole other animal on an olah offering. So that's what our Mishnah discusses. Our Mishnah says, Ketzad Ma'arimin, how do we do this circumvention? And the word harama is, according to the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, chapter 5, the Rambam says harama is a circumvention that is done with the permission of the halacha, and so therefore this is a legal fiction, but it's allowed, or a circumvention, but it's allowed. So what does he do? Ketzad Ma'arimin Abachor, how does a person do such a circumvention on a firstborn animal? So says our Mishnah the following scenario: Mivakeres, so you have this animal which has never given birth before, Shahaisimu Beres, and it is pregnant, and what does he do? He says Omer Ma Shib, that he says whatever is in the womb of this animal, imzachar, if it's a male, olah, it will be designated as an olah. And so since the sanctity will fall upon this animal prior to it giving birth, prior to the fetus coming out, so therefore we say the sanctity of firstborn does not apply to it. And then says our Mishnah, Yalda Zachar Yikrav Ola, that if the animal gives birth to a male, then the animal is indeed an Ola, and that's the case. However, Im Nikeva, the owner of the animal says, if the fetus is inside, it is a female, then it will be for Zivchei Shlamim, because an Ola has to be a male, and the Bechor also has to be a male. So, but this is a totally separate case, is what the Gemara points out, that this has nothing to do with the firstborn animal at all. This is a totally separate case. If the person says that if it's a female, it will be a shlamim, then yalda nakiva tikarev shlamim. If he gives birth to a female, this will be a shlamim. So this idea that we can be ma'arimin, that you could do a harama, this is something which actually is sometimes necessary by Jewish law to do under certain circumstances, that we sometimes have to do what some people refer to as legal fiction, or what we could call a circumvention, to enable us to be able to live our lives. And so our Mishnah is telling us that ketzad ma'arimin, that we're allowed to do it if it's done with the permission of halacha. So one of the most famous classic cases of this is what people referred to with the sale of chametz, because we know today that many people have a lot of chametz. In the time of the Gemara, the people would actually sell or get rid of all their chametz. They would keep no chametz in their possessions at all, and what they would do is they would sell it to the non-Jew, and that's what they would do. They get rid of all their chametz, and that when they say sell it, they didn't have storehouses of and shelves filled with chametz, so they would get rid of whatever they had on them. However, we know that there were cases already in the Tosefta and that a person could make a condition with the Gentile that I'll sell it to you, and whatever you don't use, I'll be willing to buy back. And so the Gemara already discusses the permissibility of purchasing chametz back from the Nachri. But then, as the history developed, this became into a much more elaborate thing, and since it became so complicated, that, and there were many different formal transactions that were done, it became the custom that it be done through the rabbi of the community, that the rabbi sell the chametz. How are we able to do this chametz, the sale, when many people don't even consider it to be a real sale? Because in often the cases, the Gentile would say, oh, there's no way I would actually buy all the chametz of the entire city. I mean, the Gentile would not want to be putting all their money into stale cereal, for example. So the Bechor Shor says, actually, the only reason why it works is because it's only rabbinic prohibition, because really we've already nullified the chametz in our possession. So his whole approach here is that since it's only a rabbinic prohibition, that's why this harama works. However, the Chasam Sofer says no. He disagrees strongly. He says this is actually it works because it works legally. It's an ironclad law, and he's very careful that all the transactions are done in accordance with Jewish law, and he says that it works even according to biblical. That even if we assume that this is a biblical prohibition to keep the chametz in our possession, it still works because that is the concept of Ketzer Ma'arim, and that we're able to do this circumvention of the law. If it's done in accordance with the complete halacha, then even though it appears to be just a mere circumvention, it's still permitted according to Jewish law.